I'm Gavin, the vicar, and thank you for bearing with us as we've had a few little gremlins with the screen, which we think are okay now. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? This is an all-age communion service, so we'll be talking a bit more about how that works later on in the service, and Jim is going to be speaking to us about the passage from today, about Jesus being presented at the temple. So everything else you need will appear on the screen. It will. I'm confident. So, Jim, over to you.
Thank you very much. Alec, if we can get the laptop one up, if that's okay. I'm hoping we're going to be okay. I have some things for us to have a look at. And what I'd like us to do is to see if we can guess what they are. The first few are relatively straightforward and simple. So it may well be that some of the younger people might be able to guess this. They get more difficult, as we will see. So, any ideas? What's that? Any thoughts? Oh, yes, go on. A beehive. Nice guess. All right, anybody else? Yes, please. Bottom of a Lego. Oh, there I did. Can we do this again? Sorry. Excellent. Well, you're absolutely right. It is the bottom of a Lego. Hang on a second. Okay, so the first one we know is Lego. Excellent. Okay, another hopefully straightforward one. Any ideas? What's that? Any ideas? Oh, yes, young man. A screw. It could be. Let's see if you're right. It is. Okay, it's going to get more difficult. Any ideas? Chocolate log. Okay, anybody else? Yes, go on. It's something with cobwebs on. Nice idea. Anybody else? Carpet. In fact, it's the bit of the apple, just the very top of the apple. Okie doke. All right, let's try another one. Any thoughts, anybody? Go on, yes. Carpet, it's not carpet. This is taken very, very close. Go on, shout out. Didn't hear you. Radiator, nice idea. Edge of a scarf, any other ideas? Yes, go on. Oh, what, sorry? Shredded wheat. It's the edge of pages from a book. Edge of pages from a book. Okay, and... ooh, this looks gruesome, doesn't it? Okay, yes, please. An egg. An egg? Gone? A snake, David, what do you think?
A crisp.
A crisp. Oh, very, very close. Cornflakes. And the last one. Ooh. A diamond. Nice idea. Any thoughts? Ice cube. Now, an ice cube. In fact, it's a single grain of sugar. Well, there you go. So what actually we're looking at here are just ordinary things. That's all it is. We've looked at them in an extraordinary way. We've taken some pictures. Well, I didn't take pictures. I took them off the Google. But there's some pictures of some just very, very ordinary things. But it's very difficult to see what they are because they look extraordinary. But actually, they're just ordinary. And later on, we're going to be talking about the opposite of that. Gavin.
Right, we're going to stand up to sing now. We're going to sing a song called Our God is an Awesome God. Would you like to stand up? And I don't know if this is familiar to people. Does this look like a song you know? Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Yes? A few nods. Right. I think let's sing it through a couple of times and see if we know it.
Our God is an awesome God.
Father God, thank you that you are an awesome God, that you reign with power and love, that your love for us is never-ending. And we pray that we will encounter you and know your love this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Do have a seat. And David is going to come and bring us our reading, which is all about Jesus being taken to the temple to be presented to God when he's a little baby.
Yeah, the reading about Jesus being presented in the temple is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning at verse 22. If you want to follow it, it's on page 833 of the Bibles. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. And then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and she was of a great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they'd finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Alec. Can we go back to mine? Sorry. Okay, so we've looked at some ordinary things that in an extraordinary way. Now we've looked at, here we go, what is it? Now we're going to look at who is it. Now I have a picture of a very famous person. See if you can guess who this is. It's the child I'm after. Any ideas? Any ideas? It's a very famous person, somebody you'd know very, very well, actually. It is indeed. Okay, there you are. Didn't recognise him. Strange. Looks really like Samuel, I thought. Actually, if we just go back a little bit. Right, think of Samuel. Think of Gavin. It's just the same. Same person, isn't it? There's another sermon in that, Child and Father, but we'll come to that another time. Okay, so here we are. We've got Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus coming to the temple. Now, things have been happening to Mary and Joseph quite a bit just recently because they've had visions, they've had dreams, that Jesus has been born, they've had the angels and they've had shepherds, and here they are taking Jesus now to the temple to present him. And Joseph there, I don't know if you can see, he's got a little thing for sacrificing. And then this old bloke, this old chap comes along and takes Jesus in his arms. Now, I don't know how you would feel about that. If you were a young parent, I don't know what you would think about this happening. But this old chap takes Jesus and says, basically, this is the Messiah. And it's interesting that in the sort of Bible reading, they're a bit confused by it, about what Simeon has to say. But nevertheless, he's confirming all the sorts of things that they've been hearing in the vision and hearing the dreams and the shepherds coming. And it's an amazing thing. It's an incredible thing. And there's Simeon, who's been sort of led there. Now, it couldn't have been what Simeon was expecting. I don't imagine that when people were imagining who this Messiah would be, they imagined a baby. I can't imagine when the Spirit led Simeon to go to the temple to go and see the Messiah, he was expecting to encounter a baby. Because you've got Malachi was saying this about the coming of the Messiah. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. And so that whole thing is about him sort of wiping away and cleansing all the badness. And they must have imagined it was going to be some mighty warrior. We know that. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we talk about what we imagine Jesus is going to be. And you can imagine, well, I can imagine, Simeon coming into the temple and sort of looking around, thinking, okay, where's the warrior? And then suddenly what he encounters is this tiny little baby. But the Spirit leads him to say, this is him. This is the Messiah. I like this. I found this on Google. Have a read. It's true, isn't it? It's true. Just because it's not what you're expecting, and that's often the case for us, we don't expect necessarily to meet Jesus, but when we do, it's like everything we've been waiting for. Now, I do wonder what would happen, and it's in my mind, what if Simeon happened to sort of be off having a drink somewhere when Jesus arrived. So the school party that some of my colleagues were on, they were sort of gathering at a station, and one of the pupils had to go away, call of nature, and he was gone some time. And when he came back, the others said, "You've missed him." And they said, he said, "What?" They said, "You've missed him." "So what do you mean you missed him?" And they had met the Dalai Lama. And he'd sort of talked to them, and he had actually sort of prayed for them, and sort of spent a bit of time with them, and had a joke with them, and gone off on his way. And this lad, who had just gone to Call of Nature, had missed the Dalai Lama. And you think, what would have happened if Simeon had just popped out just for a minute from the temple and missed Jesus? It would have been a terrible, terrible thing. And we know that he was guided by the Spirit to be there. But he could, well, I mean, fortunately, we got somebody else as well. We've got Anna, who's also there. But you think, crikey, Anna's been there a very, very long time. She's an old lady, and she's been praying and waiting for the Messiah to arrive. And you think, at last, both of them must have thought, at last here we have. Because they've been waiting and waiting and waiting. They've been very, very patient waiting for the Lord. And even though he didn't appear as they imagined he was going to, they knew at that time they'd encountered Jesus, and it was, thank goodness for that. Now I can go in peace. So basically, for us, for all of us, being patient's important. And sometimes, I think, we're very, very keen, and we're very, very sort of, you know, we want things to happen straight away. That's the sort of the world we live in, isn't it, really? We want things instantly, and we want signs, and we want wonders, and we want things to happen instantly, so that all sorts of things can be confirmed for us. But actually, sometimes you just need to wait and be patient, like Simeon and Anna. But also, we need to be open to God's presence, because both Simeon and Anna were, and even though it didn't appear how they expected it to, they were nevertheless aware when they did encounter Jesus, they were open to that, and obviously that changed their lives as well as changing the world. And sometimes we see that in all sorts of awe and wonder moments. And again, it might be the most unexpected times and unexpected places where you encounter Jesus and it's an eye-opening, jaw-dropping moment. But quite often, it's not like that. Quite often, it's just the people we meet day to day is how we encounter Jesus. And actually, there's responsibility on us too. Because sometimes you think, well, when people meet me for the first time, do they encounter Jesus then? Do they encounter Jesus through me? In the way I am, the way I speak, the way I lead my life, is that how they encounter Jesus? Because for me, that's how I've encountered Jesus, through people. And that's a real responsibility for us. So it's being patient and waiting and looking for God, sometimes in the unexpected, but also in the very, very ordinary. Because sometimes in the very, very ordinary, we meet extraordinary things. Amen.